the twins. One more like the other than the other is more like the one. Unmistakably the same in every detail, except the way the ears bend towards pitches, the way the smiles curl, the way the sex manifested at birth. They are quite enamored of each other, of what may seem like their reflection, of what may seem like their completion. They often consider a romantic relationship. On one particularly stormy night, they discussed at length the possibility of intimate intertwining. There was a biting of lips, a closing of eyes. They are the living text of the love and death of Narcissus, who had fallen in love with his twin sister and became delusional, death-obsessed when she drowned, eventually drowning himself, diving into the water, his reflection, his sweetheart. Likewise, with our twins, the improbable union beckons to curl the smiles equally, to bend the ears both ways, to fuse the sex. They often consider themselves to be involved in a rather comical relationship. What is funny is not that the one twin fell and hurt a knee, but that the other twin did not. One would think that every pain would be shared, that one would innately know the other's fears, empathize with her, and hold his hand when he knows her heart can't beat fast enough. In death, does fear cease, or does it continue, grow stronger even, in the heart of another? The twins, like those of us without a twin, occasionally feel helpless. Cut from the web of irrationality, disoriented, a disappearing actin and a flash of fire nature, colorless, frigid, icy blast, speech dissolved, Dracula, blot window light with eye felt. It takes a tender attack to make a rattle, it takes two halves to hole. Now, let us imagine it together. Come on, everyone out there listening, imagine it, at the same time, twins of opposite sex having sex. Conceiving weird shadows animated on cave walls by flickering torches. These doubles, collect all the emotions we feel, whether it be joy, sorrow, or relief, and reconfigures them in the shadow of the brain where everything re-emerges as morbid anxiety. Imagine the face of your face you have not yet seen, introducing itself with a smirk as the clock strikes midnight. Such a face of the unfamiliar familiar promises the reconciliation of certain death with fantasies of immortality. Our twins, they are good-natured, really. Deep, dark, cute, and creepy things, popping their heads up for a brief glimpse before darting back into the darkness. The same darkness that cloaks the behavior of the two young lovers, running their hands across all too familiar contours in the curious skew of an August night. The darkness is easy to understand when explored in pairs, but when alone, it is a frightful mirror to look into.